Happy Friday, my darlings, and welcome, welcome, welcome to Yoga Girl Daily. It is Feel Good Friday today, which means it's basically the weekend, and I have a feel good practice for you. Now, you gotta bear with me a little bit. The practice I'm gonna share today is gonna sound a little weird. This is something I do a lot. If you followed me on social media for a long time, you've heard me talk about and share this before. But if you've never in a million years heard about this, this practice might just be something that changes your life. Today for Feel Good Friday, you are going to rage dance. Rage dancing is one of my favorite things to do. It is a fantastic way to release energy, to move through emotions, to actually physically and energetically and emotionally process anger, and to just shake things up and move energy in your body. If you've had a hard day, if you've had a stressful day, if you ever feel sluggish or low, or if you just want to get a little bit of extra energy into your body, rage dancing is going to do the trick, especially on those days when we feel a little bit disconnected or we're sad or low and we don't know why, right? It could be that we need to move our bodies in a really free way, release some pent-up emotion to start feeling better. So how does rage dancing work and what is it? Rage dancing means you're going to turn on some music. One single song could be enough. I mean, sometimes just one song, like 3 to 5 minutes, is a great amount of time to do this. I like to make little playlists so that when I'm rage dancing, where I have this as an actual emotional release practice, I have a longer playlist, so I have at least 15, 30 minutes in case I start and I don't want to stop, because sometimes that happens. It feels so good to rage dance, right? And what's really important about this is that you choose a playlist, or you curate a playlist, or you choose a song that matches the energy that you want to release. And today, rage dancing means you're going to need a song or some music that helps you tap into your inner sacred anger, right? That anger inside of you, we all have anger inside. Anger is a healthy human emotion. It's just as valid and important and precious as joy and gratitude. We need to hold space for our inner anger and let ourselves rage. So to meet that energy inside, you're going to need some sort of music that helps you tap into anger. I'm going to give you 3 suggestions for songs that I have been rage dancing to a lot lately. Maybe these 3 in a little mini playlist works great for you. Maybe you already have a song in the back of your head or a little playlist you can create. But 3 songs that are working really well for me is Good For You by Olivia Rodrigo. I know you've heard that song already. Misery Business by Paramore, which the first one reminds me of this one. And Transparent Soul by Willow and Travis Barker. Those 3 songs put together is like an epic rage dance session, okay? What's really important is that you crank the music up loud. If you live in an apartment or you can't have really loud music going, then put headphones in so you can crank it up really, really, really loud so you can really lose yourself in the music. It's not going to work if the volume is too low. You need to be able to fully embrace the energy of this music. Make sure you have some space in the space you're going to be moving in. I do this in the garden right now because I have a garden where no one can see me. Chances are you're going to want to be in the bedroom or kitchen or living room, but someplace where you have a little bit a space to move. If you want, grab a pillow or a bolster or something you can punch the living shit out of. A yoga bolster, if you have one, is great, but just pillows or cushions from your couch is also really, really good. Turn the music up really loud. Let your body move with the music. And I mean, dance like a crazy person. Just dance like you don't give a shit. Shake your body, jump up and down, go crazy as much as you can. Just really let that energy of the music fill you all the way out into the fingers and toes. And if it feels good, try beating the crap out of that bolster. Try using your fists to beat and hit something. Make sure you're safe. So that's why we have a cushion. We're not hitting hard things like the ground or the wall, obviously. And then you can use your feet to stomp your feet and just really act that inner rage out. And if you don't feel ragey, you don't feel angry at all, we all have sacred anger inside. Sometimes mimicking anger, faking anger, acting as if we are releasing anger, right? It helps us tap into that real anger. All of a sudden, you realize anger was there and you have the opportunity to dance some of it out. This practice is going to feel amazing. I'm really excited that we're going to do this today. I'm actually heading out into the garden to do this right now in this moment, and I really hope you feel freer, a little bit lighter, and like you have some more space inside at the end of this practice. This is a good one to just keep in your toolbox for whenever you need a little bit of energy or whenever you need a little bit of a pick-me-up in your day. Practicing the release and the processing of anger should be a healthy part of all of our lives. So let's start incorporating that right now. Have a beautiful rest of this week, everyone. Yoga Girl Daily will be back on Monday.